Hi, I'm going to speak about factors affecting the relative growth rate of lettuce and spinach. Relative growth rate, RGR, is the relative increase in weight per day, is often used to study the effects of environment and nutrition on growth of lettuce and spinach. It changes slowly as plants grow. So I have examined which components of plant growth scaled according to relative growth rate. There's two sets of experiments on lettuce and one on spinach. These plants are grown at various times of year, in summer and winter, in the greenhouse, with control of the nutrient solution. These greenhouses were double poly greenhouses with a minimum temperature of 17 degrees and a ventilation temperature of 22 degrees. In the summer, the sides are rolled up and the cover of the greenhouse was covered with 30% shade cloth, which prevents tip burn. To measure relative growth rate, four plants were selected and the shoot was divided into halves or quarters. A sump sample used to determine the biomass, and the midrib or petiole was dissected from the leaf blade, and these parts were weighed, and the area of the leaf blade was determined, and these plants were dried and then weighed again. So relative growth rate was determined from the difference in shoot rates of two harvests with an interval of 4 to 9 days. To determine the environment during this period, I summarized the irradiance and temperature and various other parameters from computers that measured the greenhouse environment every minute over 5 days for each experiment. This is a picture of the plants used for growing hydroponic lettuce. They were grown in troughs, and the nutrient solution was in a reservoir, a 200-liter reservoir filled to 100 liters, and the solution was pumped out of the reservoir to the top end of the troughs, where it was pumped into the troughs, went down to the other end, and then back to the reservoir. And the nutrient solution, the EC was changed, was measured, and corrected for temperature, and then nutrient solution was injected into the reservoir if it was less than the control set point, and likewise water was injected into the reservoir if the valve was below 100 liters. So I'll give you the results. First, for lettuce plants were grown in 2006 to 2008. These were plants that I used to look at the composition of the lettuce plants as a function of season. I used multiple linear regression to look at which factors were most significant for growth of the lettuce. Things like irradiance, the logarithm of the irradiance, the normalized daily light integral, which is the daily light integral divided by the leaf area index, if the leaf area index was greater than 1. Otherwise, just a daily light integral, solution and air temperature, electrical conductivity, and a function of solution nitrate if it was between 3 and 55 milligrams per liter, and 1 when it was above this. In these studies, the normalized daily light integral was most significant, but the other coefficients had values 3 times the standard error. This is a table of those. The constant was about minus 0.11, and all of the coefficients were positive. The electrical conductivity had a coefficient of about 0.04, solution temperature 0.0058, normalized radiance had a composition of 0.0081, and logarithm of radiance had a value of 0.034, and the standard errors are given here. The normalized daily irradiance had the greatest significance with respect to the standard error, but solution temperature was almost the same. In fact, there was a very simple similar results for solution temperature and air temperature, but in this case, solution temperature was the one with the major influence. This is a study of the actual relative growth rates predicted and the values of the various factors that changed it versus the day after 21st of December, which is a day with a minimum irradiance. The NDLI factor, or the irradiance factor, is these square lines which generally increased at the time of year, as well as solution temperature, which also increased from about 17 degrees in the winter to 27 degrees in the summer. Electrical conductivity was a factor which had an effect, particularly in the first year, 2006, when the EC as a solution was only about 0.7. In the other years, EC was about 1.2 to 2, and it didn't have much effect there. And then the nitrate factor is given here, and it's low in those cases where I did experiments where I eliminated the nitrate from solution, and so it was depleted. And what I did was I waited for 6 days until there was a difference in the growth of the plants before I looked at these experiments. So those were the factors that affected growth rate of lettuce. I did some more experiments studying the growth of spinach in 2009 and 2010. By the way, for the lettuce, there were 110 different cases or experiments in which I could look at the relative growth rate as a function of time. They were both planted normally, and those which were grown under either 10 or 20 degrees minimum temperature, or those that were grown with or without nitrate in the solution. So for spinach, there were 30 cases. There were no cases where I changed the temperature, but they were grown at different times of year, and there was one case where I changed the nitrate in the solution. For these experiments, all the parameters that I mentioned before were significant, except for electrical conductivity. For the spinach, the electrical conductivity was about 1.4 to 2. And so it wasn't a factor in this experiment. The coefficient for normalized daily light integral was about half the value for lettuce, and the coefficients for solution temperature and nitrate were about two times that for lettuce. This is a table of the results. The constant was more negative, and all the coefficients were positive. Solution temperature had a value of 0.013, whereas irradiance had a value of 0.0043, or 0.5 of what we saw before. And the logarithm of nitrate had a value of 0.0885. This is a graph of these plants, again showing the predicted regression relative growth rate and the values of the various parameters that affected this versus the days after December 21st for 2 years. We had two values in the fall, which are shown on the left-hand side here. Most of the other ones are on the right. As I said before, you could see the effect of daily light integral with higher values in the summer than in the winter, and also the values of solution temperature, which were about twice as high for the spinach as for the lettuce. And the other factor was nitrate, which tended to be low in the one experiment in which we decreased nitrate or eliminated nitrate from the solution. In the last experiment, I looked at plants that I grew in 1996 to 1998. These plants I used a slightly different solution, where I was trying to change the ratio of nitrate to other nutrients in the solution to see if that affected nitrate and growth. what we saw for these plants that was that of the parameters I looked at before, only solution temperature was significant among the parameters. So for that experiment here, the constant was about zero, and the coefficient for solution temperature was 0.0054, or equivalent to the value I got for lettuce in 2006 to 2008. However, for this set of plants, there were other parameters that were more effective. For instance, the logarithm of radiance and pH were two values that were more affected relative growth rate than the ones I saw before. This is again a graph of the relative growth rate versus days after December 21st for the 3 years in which I grew these experiments. The logarithm of radiance at grace basically increased as the time during the year increased, which was very useful in this particular set of experiments because they didn't vary that much in terms of leaf air index, which is about the same across all of the experiments. The other problem, another thing that happened was the pH was particularly low in two experiments where the pH was only 4. For these plants, I actually fed nitric acid to the plants as the nitrate, and if the plants were small and hadn't yet affected the pH of the solution, the pH was low, and those were the two experiments where the pH was less than we expected. So, for the experiments on lettuce in 2006 to 2008 and on spinach in 2009 to 2010 were similar in that the same variables were highly correlated with relative growth rate. Lettuce had a greater contribution of normalized daily light integral to relative growth rate than spinach, and a lesser contribution from temperature and nitrate. The experiments in 1996 to 1998 were not explained by the same variables. The relative growth rate was related to solution temperature with a contribution similar to that for lettuce in 2006 to 2008. Thank you. For lettuce, you mean? Well, as I said, the experiments that were done in 2006 to 2008 were done on plants in which I harvested the plants at various stages from about 1 to 300 grams fresh weight, and that changed the leaf air index quite a bit, and that also affected their growth more than the other experiments where the leaf air index didn't change that much.